I want to take you back to where we are right now and think it just didn't happen in September because there were economic upheaval like in August, remember? And then there was economic upheaval in June. The dollar was collapsing, oil was soaring, the stock market was crashing. And then if you go back, it was happening in May, it was happening in March, it was happening in January. And I'm doing this on purpose to lead you back. And the government was saying, well, we're going to put, and I laugh when I go back and I look in 2007 and early 2008, well, we're going to put $35 billion in, and we're going to put $15 billion in here, the Federal Reserve, and we're going to put, $65. That's chicken feed to what's going on now. It's like we'll probably be heading into the trillions before this is all over. So when we come back, there's a starting point to all this. Because in 2007, hey, the stock market was going up. It was Fat City. Everybody was happy. We go all the ways back. And by the way, what I'm going to share now, I have a blog. It's called John McTernan's Insights. And it's at www.johnmcternan.name. And when my book ends, the blog picks up. So you can read the book. Of course, the book has to end. It's published. But the blog then picks up and brings it current. Folks, we're watching real time. I've been on Noah's radio station two or three times a year for the last 10 years, maybe more. I mean, I've been probably 30 times on there. And Noah would have me on for updates. In fact, my first book, God's Final Warning to America, Noah, what was about 100,000 copies we sold through you? And he'd ask me, well, what's going on? And I'd say, well, Noah, 6 months ago this happened, or 3 months ago that happened. Now it's real time. It's happening on top of us, and it's coming faster and faster and faster. So you can go on my blog, and I try and, it's so overwhelming, it's hard for me to have enough time to try and keep this up. So what I'm telling you is on my blog now. So we go back in time, and we go to July 20th, 2007, and that's the very day the subprime mortgage exploded. The day before it, the stock market reached its all-time high. That's a Friday, the subprime exploded. Everybody got scared over the weekend, and when you look at the stock market, it went in convulsions starting that Monday, and it was up and down, and the Fed was pouring money in, and it was up and down, and finally in November, it went to its all-time high, and it was all artificial, and since November, the market has just, it's like a bouncing ball, just down and down, and you know, now they poured money in, and they think they're going to live happily. No, you're going to see that the Lord's judgment is on the economy, and I don't care what they do, they're not going to revive this. God's will is going to come through this. So we come back all the ways to July of 2000, July 20th, and that's when this starts. That's the very day. And I've got it on my blog. You can see it for yourself. But look what happened. On Friday, the market starts unraveling. On Monday, President Bush gives a speech. And I follow this all the time. I mean, this is what the Lord's called me to do. I'm a news junkie. Anything about Israel, I'm on it like a, what's that expression, like a chicken on a bug. I mean, I watch it. I've got all sorts of news sites, and I watch it. Now, here's President Bush. In fact, if you go to my blog, I got a link to it. You can go to the president's website and read it yourself. This is what the president said. More than 5 years ago, and the setting for this is for months, he was quiet about Israel. There was nothing. He wasn't saying anything. And all of a sudden, his speech, as I study it, came out of the blue, which made it very strange to me. But this is what he says. More than 5 years ago, I became the first president to call for the creation of a Palestinian state in the Rose Garden. I said that the Palestinians should not have to live in poverty and occupation. I said the Israelis should not have to live in terror and violence. And I laid out a new vision for a future, two democratic states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace and security. Well, I think he's delusional. I mean, how else can you say it? all right, you know, you could say when they started in 2000, of course it was it violates God's word and all, but in 1991 you could say, well, you know, but now in 2007 the man's delusional. He really is, with Hamas and Hezbollah and all the terrorism and suicide bombings. And, you know, Israel gives them, literally just pulls out and gives them Gaza. Hamas takes over, voted in by the Palestinians, and they shell thousands of missiles into Israel. And he makes a statement like this. He's delusional. That's the best thing to say, best I could say. Then these negotiations must resolve difficult questions upheld by clear principles that must ensure that Israel is secure. They must guarantee that a Palestinian state is viable and contiguous. You know what that means? That means that there's to be a corridor from the West Bank, which in the Bible is Judea and Samaria, to Gaza that belongs to the Palestinians. They're going to divide Israel in two so the Palestinians can have a contiguous state. I mean, he's flying right in the face of God's word. And they must lead to territorial settlements with mutually agreed borders, a permanent end to the conflict, and agreement on all issues, including refugees and, let me hear this, Jerusalem. He said they must come to a conclusion about Jerusalem. You know what that means? That's a code word where Jerusalem has to be divided, and East Jerusalem is the capital of the Palestinian state. What does Zechariah chapters 12, 13, and 14 say about that? God's going to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. God will defend Jerusalem. Jeremiah, Joel chapter 3, verse 2 says God's going to judge the nations that divide his land. There's no understanding of God's word with the man. I don't know, his advisors, they're probably, if they believe at all, or if they have any understanding, they're probably replacement theology. They're looking at Israel as any other nation. Jerusalem is like Paris. Jerusalem is like London. Jerusalem is like Moscow. Hey, and for political purposes, let's just cut it up. So God's word is irrelevant to him, but it's not to God. Amen? So you think the Lord says, well, this is the United States of America, and they have a president, not only him, and I'm not Republican or Democrat in this, because I could say quite a few things about Bill Clinton. He really took us down the same path in 2007 with the Camp David Accords, and we could say the same thing about his father, so we got Republican, Democrat, Republican. Do you think the Lord says, well, this is the United States of America, and my word says, if you tamper with Jerusalem, I'll destroy any nation but America? See, that's how serious it is, folks. And it's hard for us as Americans to see that we're in God's crosshairs. It's hard. I understand that. But we got to take it away from the emotions of being an American, and we got to look at God's word. We're in his crosshairs for judgment. And that's one reason why I wrote this book, because I've got dozens and dozens of these same day occurrences. When we're interfering with his prophetic plan, all those disasters hit. So now we come here and the president says these things. It's July 16th, 2007. Israel has a clear path. Prime Minister Olmert must continue to release Palestinian tax revenues to the government of Prime Minister Fayyad. Prime Minister Olmert also has made clear that Israel's future lies in developing areas like the Negev and Galilee, not continuing occupation of the West Bank. When I heard that, the hair went up on the back of my head. Who is the president of the United States to tell the Israelis, with what the Bible says backing them up, that you forget the West Bank? Now, that in the scriptures, that's Judea and Samaria. And I want you to read Ezekiel 36 about the mountains of Israel. The mountains of Israel are almost entirely in the West Bank. And God says that you will be occupied, talking about to the Jewish people. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to call you back from the nations. You will build cities here. Your trees and your crops will flourish. So God's word says that you will be under Israeli control, Jewish control, and George Bush is saying you won't be. Does everybody see that? He's taken us into a headlong confrontation with the God of Israel over the land of Israel and all the scriptures that talk about judgment and not continuing the occupation of the West Bank. He won't recognize Judea and Samaria,